The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
By the way, let's move to Lamar in this game. This is so disrespectful, in my opinion, from Lamar Jackson.
Nah, man.
The quarterback he will be facing. This is Lamar Jackson talking about the halftime performance in tomorrow's game.
Nah, because I'm going to go out there and watch. Go out there and watch, man. My first time seeing Beyonce perform, and it's at our game. That's dope. I'm going to go out and watch. Sorry, Harbaugh. Sorry, fellas.
Depends how big your lead is, if you guys have one.
Nah, man, I'm not even thinking about the lead. I was just thinking about just seeing Beyonce for the first time. Not sounding like that. No disrespect, nah. Cause I know how people can take things. Pause. Next question.
No, it is disrespect, Lamar. Nah,
Team Lamar on this.
What are you talking about?
Team Lamar on this.
I mean, come on, man.
This is the only correct answer for Lamar.
It is so disrespectful. Right, what are you talking about, come Lamar? On, it does not matter what happens in the first half of the game.
Sorry, Harbaugh.
What
game? This is what I don't understand. This is the Beyonce show, Ron. You under the impression that there's a game happening. And technically, there is. But really, it's just a window into the Beyonce show, man. That's what's happening here.
That's what we are all
here for, including Lamar Jackson.
What was the halftime score of the Lions-Texans game? Was it like 20-6, I believe?
Something like that.
I think it was 20-6 before they came roaring back, no pun intended. If this game is 20-6 tomorrow at the half.
But that's not the same thing.
And if it is 20-6 tomorrow at the half, and Lamar Jackson.
How many weeks ago was that game, Ron?
Here
the season was not in the bag, and Beyonce, damn it.
Their season's not in the bag. They're trying to win the division.
And Beyonce was not performing at halftime.
It is so disrespectful to the
team. That's the difference.
Basically, Tyler, he just said, I don't give a damn what's occurring in the first half.
Don't need that second half game plan.
There is nothing that is going to stop me from going to 20-6. It doesn't matter.
Correct.
And you know why he said that?
Correct.
Because Lamar doesn't in his mind believe it can be 20-6.
It don't
Lamar
matter.
In his
That's
mind
jacked up,
believes
man.
That they will take care of business so much in the first half that it won't matter. That it is just, to me, I took that as, I mean, this is Tim Settle like. I took that as, okay, maybe not Tim Settle. But this is like, I took that as, hey man, it's just the Texans.
Either way.
Man, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna dispatch them. I don't need no second half gameplay. Her performance is 10 minutes. That's most of the period.
Man, listen.
Can see if he was Justin Tucker.
Whether they up 20-6 or down 20-6, all we talking about is a football game. The other thing we're talking about is a Beyonce show.
This ain't the last time Beyonce has toured. If you're this much of a fan, you should have been seen her by now.
She's performing at your job. Think about it. Beyonce.
That's her job.
No,
yes.
Check it out. We work at a radio station.
Yes.
People come here and perform all the time. Not Beyonce level necessarily, right? But people come in here and perform all the time.
So
let me tell you what I would do if Beyonce was up
and
here.
And we got a 4 o'clock segment.
Man, I'd skip it. We could record the damn segment. We could go to national.
We're not doing that to the people.
Man, get out of here. To hell with the people.
I'd be in here.
We going in there to watch the Beyonce show. It ain't a damn rating, a Q rating.
You ought to be ashamed.
It ain't no kind of measurement.
That's disrespectful, Lamar.
That's going to have me in this studio if Beyonce is performing in that lounge.
You know, good hell. Come on, man. You're just going to say, man, I'm going to this no matter what. Damn shit.
Up or down. That's what I'm doing.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.